In this manner, the moment one becomes inclined towards God, one becomes inseparable from Him. After being inseparable, there is striking, singular, and exceptional anand or bliss. It is even more beautiful than monoism or dualism. Bhaktyartham kalpitam dvaitam ma dvaitadapi sundaram. There is a heap of anand, anand, and only anand over there. A spirit of frolic and intoxicating feeling. If you wish to attain this, you can today itself. What is there to be attained? It is already attained. Only our sight has to go towards it. There is nothing as simple, straightforward, and great as this point. God says in the Gita, Bhaktayama bhijanati yavanya chashmi tatvata tato mam tatvato gyatva vishante tadanantaram. Gita, chapter 18, verse 55, meaning, though that supreme devotion, he comes to know me in reality, what and how great I am, and thereby knowing me in essence, he forthwith enters into my being. By the term, Vishante Tadanantaram, the purport is to know God in reality, in essence. That is, after realizing Him, there is not even a split second gap in realizing the inseparability with Him. The moment the assumed affinity with this body world breaks off, one realizes the ever-present as is Paramatma.